And now for the word and prayer of the day brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Romans 13, chapters 1 through 8. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes, for authorities are God's servants who give their full-time work to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. And that concludes Romans 13, 1 through 8. The scripture has a lot to say about politics. Do you get overly excited, anxious, or upset as you listen to the news? Politics. Do you claim to be Democrat? Republican? In today's scripture, I believe Paul is giving us great direction on how to handle today's climate. In a world where everyone is giving their own opinion and boasting about who's right and who's wrong, as Christians, we are called to a much higher standard that transcends Republican or Democrat. We are citizens of the Most High God. Everything we need to know about how to vote is found in the Bible. Who you support or don't support should be based on deep reflection in God's word and prayer. Our citizenship is in heaven. God has placed authority of many kinds in our lives. Do we show respect and honor for that position? Do we spend time in prayer for them? Or do we complain and get into foolish arguments? God says nothing in these verses about arguing with those he allowed in authority or even liking them, but he does say to submit to their authority. The only time this would pose an issue as a Christian would be in a case where those in authority are asking you to do something in direct violation of God's law, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who refused to bow down to a false god. They were thrown in a fiery furnace, and as they refused, but in the furnace, God sent angels inside for protection, and they walked out of the furnace unscathed, not a scratch on their bodies. The Lord God is your protector and your provider. Our job is to be obedient and let him handle the consequences. But all too often as Christians, we are not up against something as great as this, but we act like it. It is good for us to submit to authority. Lord Jesus, as we go into this political season, may we seek your truth and not our own personal agenda. May we follow the candidates that most closely match how you would see our country going. May we pray for those in leadership and authority. Lord, you say in your word, if my people would humble themselves and bow down and come to you, and you would hear us then, and you would heal our land. Father, help us to turn to the throne and not the phone. Speak to us and give us wisdom. As Romans 13:8 says, let no debt remain outstanding except continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves has fulfilled the law. In Jesus' name. Amen.